بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected علماء الكرام elders and friends all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah رب العزة has blessed us with the wealth of iman may Allah keep us with iman may Allah take us from this world with iman and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserve us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman respected elders and friends Allah رب العزة has blessed us with many bounties many favors We cannot count the favors of Allah that Allah has blessed us with. There are so many favors that we are familiar with, and there are so many favors that still we don't even know that exist. For example, Allah gave us our hands, Allah gave us our eyes, our feet. These are all ni'mat and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. This we understand and we recognize this. But inside us, my dear brothers, if you sit with the doctors and listen to what systems that Allah has created inside the body, man cannot fathom what Allah has created inside, what systems that are running. We have to make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But we hear from ulama ikram, the greatest ni'mat that Allah gave us above all these ni'mats is this wealth of iman. This is the greatest ni'mat. Because everything else one day will come to an end. But this iman is such, my dear brothers, that will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, my dear brothers, see in this world, everything has qualities. Today everything, no matter what a person buys, a person can buy a car for 50,000 rand and a person can buy a car for 5 million rand. Everything has quality. Why is one car 50,000? Why is this car 5 million? You have to ask yourself. Person buys a cell phone. One cell phone is 1,000 rand. One cell phone is 20,000 rand. What's the difference? Both are the same thing. Both can make the call. Both can receive the call. Both can send the message. But there are certain qualities that this phone possesses that that one doesn't have. There are certain qualities that that car has that this car doesn't have. In the same way, my dear brothers, insan, us also. We also have to bring qualities into our life. And when we will bring qualities into our life, then we will also become more valuable. And for this, the example of this is Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Where Allah says in Quran, radiallahu anhum wa radwan. That is a stamp of approval. That Allah Ta'ala stamped it. That Allah was happy with them. Allah was pleased with them. And they were pleased with Allah Ta'ala. And what was the reason? My dear, because they had certain quality. Ulama telling us they had certain qualities in their life. For us to also become happy, to become also in the sight of, valuable in the sight of Allah, we also have to bring these qualities in our life. When a person comes out in the path of Allah, we learn these qualities. Our deen is repetition. Today we say, no, same thing has been spoken again and again, same thing has been. Our deen is repetition, my dear brothers. Azan, every day, we know we have to read 5 times, diri salah. But the muazzin every day gives the azan, same azan every day. We don't tell the muazzin, no, brother, please, now you know what? We know we have to read salah, we don't have to give azan anymore. Oh, it's a reminder. So these are different types of reminders and revisions for us to bring into our life. So this quality of iman, this sahaba had these qualities, my dears. Ulama ikram have shown us these qualities. If we bring these qualities into our life, my dear, we will become valuable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So for this, the first was that of iman, my dears. That firm belief in the heart that everything happens only to the will of Allah. Kalima begins with la, that to negate, that say la to everything, illallah. That nothing of this world can benefit, nothing can harm, nothing can give, nothing can take, illallah, except one Allah. That Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer, Allah is our provider, Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the maker, Allah is the breaker. Nobody and nothing can do except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala can do with means, Allah can do without means, Allah can do against means. Allah is not in need of the means, my dearest. Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam without a father and mother. Allah ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam without a father. Allah is independent, my dears. Allah can say be and become, my dears. So the first negate, we have to negate the entire creation. That the creation cannot do nothing, my dears. It's completely dead, hopeless, useless, cannot do nothing without the help of Allah. The creation cannot do nothing, cannot benefit, cannot harm, my dears. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, my dears, that fire didn't burn not one hair on his skin. Because, my dear, when the angels came to assist him, he said that this is makhluk, you are makhluk, you are creation, this is creation. Creation cannot benefit creation. Only Allah can benefit. When Ibrahim alayhi salam put the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salam, Allah removed the power of cutting. It's not the knife is cutting, it's the order of Allah behind this. So we have to negate the entire that nothing can do. It's not the sun that's giving light, it's Allah that's giving light. It's not the sun that's giving heat, it's Allah that's giving heat. It's not the sun that's causing the crop to grow out of the ground. It's Allah's hukam that's causing it to grow out of the ground. This yaqeen has to come into our heart. And my dear friends, we have to negate even the yaqeens of the nations of the past. We read in Quran, we hear from ulama ikram, the stories of all the different nations of the past. They had yaqeen in strength, they had yaqeen in wealth, they had yaqeen in numbers, they had yaqeen in all different things. We have to negate all these yaqeens, these beliefs in all, whatever the nations of the past that came, whatever they had beliefs in, we have to also negate. This is a lesson for us, my dear brothers. And then, my dear brothers, the hardest negation is to negate ourselves also. That I cannot do nothing. I am nothing also. It's Allah is doing. A person goes out in the path of Allah, he spends 40 days, he spends 4 months, comes back to his business. When he comes back, he sees now everything in the business is upside down. He rolls up his sleeves and he says, you know what, I'll sort this thing out. No, no. See, because I wasn't here, see what happened. Automatically, his yaqeen has gone into himself. This is a very delicate matter to bring this yaqeen in the heart. Because this heart of ours is stubborn, that we'll tell this heart, la, but it'll still, no, but this, until we keep reminding, until this enters in our heart, my dears. So this is the first step of iman, is to negate, my dears. Then nothing can benefit, nothing can harm except Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success, happiness, peace of mind, contentment in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear brothers. We have to keep reminding ourselves this. Today everybody is looking for success and happiness, but unfortunately they're looking in the wrong place. Success is only in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no other lifestyle, no other pattern, no other way. That we understand, a person going to the toilet, entering the toilet with the left foot, my dear brothers, coming out with the right foot, this is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one sunnah is more valuable in this whole world and whatever it contains. We have to bring this yaqeen, my dear brothers. Today, slowly, my dear, you see that people say, unfortunately, Allah forgive me, they will keep saying, no, it's just a sunnah. It's just a sunnah. No matter how big or small, we have to bring it. We will bring this small, all these sunnah, and what those sunnahs we cannot practice upon, Allah will give us tawfiq to practice upon those sunnahs. And after iman, my dear brothers, the first quality after iman to be tested on the day of Qiyamah is salah. And salah, my dear brothers, sahaba, whatever they needed. Today we are saying, my dear brothers, that a person, we are saying that whatever need you have, make 2 rakah salah. But ask ourselves, how many of us, when in the time of need, when in time of difficulty, we made 2 rakah salah, and we beg from Allah Ta'ala, and we ask Allah, and then we read again, and we ask Allah, and we read again, and we ask Allah. You look in the life of Sahaba, this is what they did, my dear. Whatever the need was, whatever the difficulty, they made 2 rakat salah and they asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They beg from Allah. The Sahabi is traveling on a barren land. He's traveling, and his only means of conveyance is a donkey. And now this donkey dies, my dear brothers. Immediately he gets out, he reads 2 rakats of salah. He makes dua to Allah, that Allah ta'ala gives the dead donkey life again. Can we understand this here? Our car breaks down on the side of the road. You tell someone, read 2 rakat salah, they say, hey, bye, you sure? This is phone, I got a contact, I'll phone this contact. He'll come and sort it out quickly. But there's a lesson for us to show us that ta'aluk, that link they had with Allah Ta'ala. This is why we're coming to Shab Guzari, my dears. This is why we're going out for 4 months and for 40 days and for 3 days and the Gash and the Talim. It's all to build our link with Allah Ta'ala. To bring our life on the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the object of everything. Imagine a person striving, but deen not coming. The object is that how deen can come in our life. The more deen that comes into our life, my dears, the more the orders of Allah comes into our life, the more the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes into our life, then we are more successful, my dears. Then we'll become more successful. On the day of Qiyamah, this will be asked. It'll not be asked that how many 4 months and how many 40 days and how much you did, but how much of deen have you come with, my dears? So these are the means and the roads for us to bring deen into our life, my dears. How much has my worry and concern for the ummah increased, my dears? Truly the worry and concern for dunya is there, my dears. That worry and concern is natural in a person. But how much is that worry and concern that deen is coming out of the lives of my community? Deen is coming out of the lives of the people of my area. Just an example, my dears, at the time of Jummah Salah, whichever masjid you want to pick, my dears, the masjids are packed to the brim. Any masjid you can choose, my dear brothers. But at the same day, at the time of Asr, that is a measure for a person to see what is the condition of the ummah. Today, the ummah is being under great difficulties. Our jamaat once in one of the outlying towns, we were doing Gash, and we went to meet a brother. So this brother was very reluctant to meet us, but nevertheless we met him, we persisted, we told him, he said, no, his boss will not allow him to meet us. We said, ask the boss for 5 minutes permission. So boss gave him 5 minutes permission. So he came to speak to us. So we spoke to him, the brothers gave him dawat. While speaking to him, the masjid was in the distance. They said, so you read your salah in this masjid. He said, no, my boss don't give me permission to go for salah. Then the brother asked him that, and your jummah, but your jummah you're reading in this masjid over here. He says, no, I read jummah when I go home at night. In our country, my dears, see, I read my Jummah Salah when I go home at night. That worry is not coming in our heart, my dears. That this is the condition of the ummah. That realization that, my dears, that tomorrow we have to stand in front of Allah. This was the pain in the heart of Nabi Sallam. I don't know this person, I don't know who he is. But that worry and concern that how this person can be saved from the fire from Jahannam and going to Jannat, my dears. This is effort of doubt and tabligh, my dears. And this is coming out of us, my dears. That worry and that sincere pain in the heart. That what is happening to the Ummah today, my dears. We hear the different kalguzaris, my dears. There's no time for all this. But my dear brothers, how we can get this fikr and worry? For this we have to sacrifice, my dear. Sacrifice our life, sacrifice our wealth, and come out in the path of Allah. And my dear brothers, when we will come out in the path of Allah, then that value for deen, the value for amal will come into our life. That today our elders are saying, establish that talim in our home, my dear brothers. This talim, we cannot emphasize how important this talim in our home, my dear brothers. That take out a few minutes with our family, sit with them, and listen to the words of Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People came to our elders with great big problems. They gave them one solution: establish ta'lim in your homes. We heard from our ulama ikram elders, no matter what the problem, no matter what the difficulty in home, establish the ta'lim in the home, and in a short period all these difficulties will be removed. Because these are the words of Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That even they are saying that if they are small babies also, make the babies sit in the ta'lim also. Because this hadith, this Quran and hadith has nur in it, and this will enter that small heart, my dear brothers. All of us make niyat, my dears. Today when we sit in the talks of deen, my dears, they say, the person who is speaking, he has to speak with this intention, that what I am saying is firstly for myself. Then Allah will give a person tawfiq to practice. And that person who is listening, listen with this niyat, that how I can bring this firstly in my life. Today we are hearing, every week we are hearing bayan, Jummah bayan, Shab Guzari bayan, bayan upon bayan, but how much of change is coming into our life? Each person has to check themselves, my dear. We cannot judge the next person. But each person, how much of change come? For the last 10 years, 20 years, I'm giving 40 days. How can I start increasing from one chilla to two chillas? How can I increase in my deen? I was reading 5 years ago, I was reading one page and two page. Am I still reading that one page? Or have I increased, my dears? 10 years ago, I was making this tasbihat, my tasbihat 100 times third kalima, 100 times durud sharif, 100 times istighfar. Am I still reading the same thing, my dears? We have to increase. Today in dunya, nobody is content. 10 years ago, a man was earning 3,000 a month. If you give him 3,000 now a month, he'll say, oh, bhai, this is not enough for now. So in dunya, we want to increase. What about our deen? And this increase in this deen will come and we'll give more sacrifice and more sacrifice. The more sacrifice we give, the more Allah will open, my dear brothers. Look around, see those people who Allah is using them for sacrifice. Deen is coming in their life and the life of their progeny. Our Jamaat was in Pakistan a few years ago, and you're sitting in the Kalguzari, my dear brothers, and the Jamaat from Afghanistan, what a ajeeb Kalguzari. They work 1 year in the path of Allah. 6 months they worked in Afghanistan in the snow. They walked in the snow, pedal Jamaat. Great difficulties. So the long story, at the end of this Kalguzari, we're sitting and listening. They ask the brother, always in the end, they ask you, so what is the effect in your heart? They're asking this brother who was giving the Kalguzari, that what is the effect in your heart now after spending this 1 year? His brother kept quiet, he paused for a second, and then he began to cry. And then he says, that I have no desire to return home. He says, I have no desire to return home. And this is what it is, my dearest, that how from that 3 days, to that 40 days, to that 4 months, so Allah takes our life striving for the deen of Allah, my dearest. How Allah can take our whole life. For this we have to keep, each one of us, keep a check on ourselves at how we can increase, my dearest. How we can increase and increase the sacrifice. When Jamaats will come out, then through this deen will come alive in the different parts of the world, my dearest. Deen will come alive in our life and in the lives of our family, inshallah. So for this, inshallah, who makes niyat, inshallah? They look at my heart, how I can increase my sacrifice. Not, well, I gave 40 days last year and I gave 40 days this year. Every year 40 days. How I can increase and increase. You know, when the first time we came out for 40 days, how difficult it was. When the first time we came out, we cried, we made effort. When we went out, we cried. How difficult it was. But after a few years later, continuously 40 days, now it became very easy now. And it wasn't as difficult as it was before. So now we have to increase. When a person will increase, then you see that pain will come in the heart. And when that pain will come in the heart, automatically when you pick up the hands, then automatically the cry will come out, my dears. I can sit and give kalguzaris, my dear, from now till the end of the day. But each one of us has to make a decision. We stay in Spingo. People generally, they know in Spingo, there's a great mahal of deen. There's an environment of deen. We went for Gush maybe about 3 or 4 kilometers away from where we stay, my dear brothers. We met a brother, youngster, my dear brothers, speaking to him. So as we start talking to him, he says, my brother, sorry man, I have to stop you. Not what you're talking about, I forgot everything. So I said, what do you mean you forgot? He says, no, I forgot everything. I say, you're Muslim? He says, yeah, I'm Muslim, my mother Muslim, my father is Muslim, my whole family is Muslim. So he said, okay, but continue speaking to him. They say, speaking to him about, he said, okay, but at least you remember the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, brother, I told you, I forgot everything. He said, the kalima even. He said, yeah, I forgot the kalima even. He said, I'm Muslim, my name is Muslim, but I even forgot the kalima. So these are the conditions around us. And this will not create fikr and worry in us, my dear, then what will create worry in us? So for this, inshallah, each one of us, my dears, make a decision in our heart. That first, that how this work is my work. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, Ye kaam hamara kaam hai, my dears. It's not when I get a chance, I'll do it. And when I don't get a chance, I'll do it. When I'm free, I'll do it. When I feel in the mood, I'll do it. When I'm not in the mood, I'll do it. But we have to make a decision, my dears. Each one of us have to make a decision that this work is my work, my dears. Like a person who studied it so many years and became a doctor. A person who studied so many years, became a lawyer, engineer. Automatically, he understands that this is my work now. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm an engineer, I'm a mechanic. This is my work. I have to wake up every day and make effort on this. Like that, we have to understand, we as the ummati of Rasulullah, this work of da'wat and tabligh is our responsibility, my dear brothers. This work is our responsibility, is our work. We'll be questioned on this, my dear brothers. So for this, my dear brothers, who makes niyat, inshallah? That I will increase my time, inshallah. Every year I'm giving 40 days. From 40 days, I'll make it to 2 jutlas or 4 months, inshallah. Each one of us, look in our heart, inshallah, how we can make the sacrifice and qurban, inshallah. So come, my dear brothers, difficulties and conditions will come, halat will come, my dear brothers, but we have to persevere, we have to persevere. Look at the life of Sahaba, how much sacrifice they went through. Bilal radiallahu anhu, my dear brothers, been beaten, my dear brothers, to such an extent that the blood and fat coming out of his body took out the fire, my dear. Today somebody will tell you something wrong, you get irritated and angry. Imagine being lashed, whole day being lashed, my dears, a whole night being lashed, and made to stand on the fire, my dears. Imagine the daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Zainab radhiyallahu anha, spear poked into her belly. Imagine the beloved, the daughter of Nabi Sallam, because of the sake of deen, was killed, my dears. Someone tells our daughter something not acceptable to us, we become so cross. Imagine the beloved Nabi of Allah, when he saw his uncle Hamza radhiyallahu anhu. What sacrifice, my, for what? For us to recite this kalima, my dears. Today our elders are saying, small sacrifice, my dears. 4 months, 40 days, my dears. To come bring us back onto the object for what Allah has created us, my dears. To revive this work of Rasulullah, for us to realize this, my dears. So who makes niyat, inshallah? To make this work my work. Haji Piru Sahib, Allah accepts. It's finishing 40 days, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, each one of us sitting here, inshallah, make a decision, my dear. Get ourselves accepted by Allah. MashaAllah. Allah accept, mashaAllah. Come, mashaAllah. Stand up and give our name, my dear brothers. Shahmadi Rehendri, inshaAllah. Faiz Muhammad, inshaAllah. Bhai Akhtar, inshaAllah. Mulana Shaban. Come, my dear brothers, inshaAllah. Allah accept, mashaAllah. Ali. Each one make a decision, my dears, that Allah has given us this work, inshallah, how I can give maximum, inshallah. Yaqub. Come, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? This is the main time, my dears. In Ulu se bato pehle al-qurbani se deen pehle mein. It talks will spread, my dears, but with qurbani, deen will spread, my dears. For this, the ummah has to come unto, we come unto qurbani. We make a decision that this work is my work, my dears. Ye kaam hamara kaam hai, my dears. When we will make this decision, my dears, with Allah, then see how Allah will change the conditions. Allah will use us as a means of hidayat, my dears. Come, my dears. Who else makes this decision, inshallah? Who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months, 40 days, inshallah. There's only 4 months of the year left.
Inshallah. Your name, uncle?
In our masjid, my dear brothers, many, many satis have not given their time for the year. It is our weakness, our shortcomings. We, my dear brothers, we have to go now to the brothers, inshallah, meet them one by one, give them encouragement, inshallah, help them with whichever way we can help them, encourage them to come out, and make an effort for them to come out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So we, by them coming out, is a mercy upon them. And then we got our workers' jaw that is coming up on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of October. This is an excuse, my dear brothers, for jamaats to come out. It's an excuse, our elders are coming. Our elders, senior elders, my dear brothers, are coming to our country. It is Allah's favor upon us, my dear brothers, that they are coming to visit us. Let us not miss this opportunity, inshallah. Let us take this opportunity to come out in the path of Allah and to go and sit in the company of the elders who have given their life, inshallah. Which areas say we're making jamaat from the jor, inshallah? Which areas are making fikr for jamaat from the jor? You say Spingo said they're making a jamaat, Sherwood said, Phoenix said, Pelham. Which other areas, my dear brothers? PMB said yesterday, City Halka also, inshallah. All Allah Ta'ala wants for us to make the harkat, for us to make the fikr. We will make the harkat, we will go up and down, make a fikr. Allah is the one who will prepare the jamaat, not us, brothers. We cannot prepare. But that worry and concern, may the jamaat will get prepared, inshallah. And then very important also is our local work, my dear brothers. Also, Monday. Hassab is reminding us on Monday, inshallah, this Monday that's coming, in the city halka, will be a fikr taking place for the regarding all the workers. Those brothers went 4 months and 40 days and the ulama, inshallah. So request for all the brothers of the city halka to make fikr for this, inshallah. And then the following Monday, it will be in the Spingo halka. The following the Spingo halka, where the fikr will be taking place for all the workers, inshallah. So all of us go back. Our elders have given us a tartib. They said that go back to your masjids now. Make a list of all those brothers who spent 4 months and 40 days, inshallah. Then distribute these names among our saatis. When no matter a person spent 4 months long time ago, still his name should be included in there. Or a person spent 40 days long time ago. Make a list of all these brothers. And then if you have maybe 10 saatis in the masjid, then distribute these names amongst the, maybe make four jamaats. And distribute these names among these four jamaats. And each person must be met. One is they must be met, they must be given tarheeb to come for the jor. And also if arrangements for transport also. That if you have to make fikr for buses, or whatever fikr for transport, not everybody has cars or that to go. So make fikr for transport for the brothers to go also. So that's very, very important. Then the other elders are saying that make the year planner for the saatis. Sit with our saatis, inshallah, year planner. When we're having our ta'aleem, our weekly what we're doing, monthly what we're doing, yearly, our yearly time also. Sit with our saatis and help them, my dears. This is our work, my dears, that we have to sit with each one and remind them, inshallah. We'll all do this, inshallah. Anything else? All those who are out in the path of Allah and those that are going out in the path of Allah, ta'ala, all of them to come close, inshallah. Hidayat bayan will take place now, inshallah. Come closer, brothers. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزه. Let's also don't forget before we leave, inshallah, our Salatul Ishraq, inshallah, two rakat salah, we'll get the reward of accepted Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. MashaAllah. Those going out in the path of Allah, come closer, inshallah.